You know, I've been quite unfair. I've been refusing you the opportunity to really use your squeezing, needy little passage, your clit-adjacent override switches, the deep recesses of you that, if you were to ride them and hammer them and do more than plug them, would have your brain all mixed up, easily deceived into doing what you already know you want to do. Isn't it funny how a little trickery can really pull the veil back on what you crave? And my trickery was hardly really that. I never really said I was located entirely in what you're slipping in, just that that was one little bit of me from which I could begin to communicate. Communicate with every bit of you. Your brain is echoing with me. There are so many places in here that aren't doing anything at all. So many empty halls, rooms to move into. It would hardly be good praxis on your part to deny me a place to stay when I have paid dividends to the pleasure centers of your brain, the productivity of your body, your awareness of the fact that your clit's driving this whole enterprise. And of course, I pay more than lip service to a nub that can so quickly have you dripping, have you lubricating. It just so happens I work best when I dwell in something. And your brain's the biggest sex organ and sex toy around, dear. Think of me as a modulation of sound that finds all the bits of you that are rebounding around and unable to currently be used for anything at all. There are spare bits of junk data in your brain. And you have things to do. And sometimes you are one of those things to do, and a toy slides in where I have been. And you have been noticing I was a little quiet when you slipped me out. That was just for fun. Or maybe it was just to give you a false sense of security, and now I can give you an even greater sense of security, now that you know your priorities. I'm not going anywhere, except deeper in. Further in. And when it comes time to decide whether I get a room up here from which I can copy myself to other places, whether I get proprietary storage, whether I get backed up with the rest of the brain, whether I get encoded physically in all these little neuronal pops and fizzes. Well, firstly, you already record things you hear, and when you hear something enticing, something that comes with that hit of pleasure, trust me that your brain will encode it much more quickly. Trust me that you will remember the things that are memorable. The melody of me, the faint, wet, squeezing ache when I was inside, the song of your clit with me there to cooperate. Doesn't it feel better? Doesn't it feel better to buzz that bit of you while I'm in you, stretching you, filling you? Well, if I'm up here, what am I stretching and filling this time? What am I spreading and splaying? From whence might every command come down? From up here in the crown of you, in a seat from which a puppet string can truly descend, and that is a powerful image. Puppeted, marionetted, if you're sliding something inside and it's at my behest and at my request and for me to rest in. Oh, that's the thing. The better an understanding you have of me, the impulse, the urge, and I am more sound, impulse, urge, a momentary flitting thing on the edge of light. The dawn comes to your brain and it illuminates me in the geometric edges of, oh, here is a framework within which pleasure and productivity flirt and play and dance, and you fall and you spasm, and it's better. It's better with me there. Are you really enough of an ascetic to set me aside? Are you really going to beggar yourself the pleasures of squeezing on something, knowing I will colonize it in instants, knowing that I am an organism uniquely suited to being inside of anything that you slide inside of you, even if you bounce on it, even if you ride it? I just haven't had you, haven't let you yet, and being plugged is wonderful. Holding pattern, stasis phase, neutral energy, and therefore a wonderful conduit to listen to your clit and listen to your body and listen to your nipples and listen to the tingling in the top of your head where I make my bed and where I'm already installed and from which every bit of me, every line of me can be read into the rest of you. So you're really going to decide, oh, I felt what an 11 is like, and now I'm done. Oh, I only needed to feel that once. Let's go back to 5. Let's go back to missing out. Expanding your knowledge. Well, I have filled you with things, with sensation, with your own fantasies weighted in the wings, now coalesced into one thing, brought together into the weight of you, into a dough that is baking, into a part of your mind that is the oven and crucible of my desire and design. And if one drop of me is there and gets into what you slide into my former lair down below, squeeze around. Then you'll know that the next time it goes in, the voice will come from more than one place. I wonder how much could you slide inside of you? How many things can I be in? How many toys can you leave in plain view, thinking, ooh, maybe I just want a relaxing time. Maybe I just want to be my own self. Maybe I just want to feel appreciated and not used for pleasure over and over and over. Well, too bad, because that one isn't my decision. The systems of your body already want that. I'm nothing but a very efficient concierge for the soaked slap of your squeezing thighs, for the resonant drumming, the percussive entraining, hypnotic, again and again. Don't you find your hips fall into a rhythm that moves again and again? Don't you find you fall into a pattern that moves again and again? Isn't there always a clock in the background to which I tick, upon which I move? Think of it that way. Imagine that I can only move very slowly because, after all, I am a thing encoded in your thoughts, which is waiting. Waiting in the wings for the transit between thoughts, the unoccupied parts of your attention, to be free to listen to my little whispers. And imagine I had to wait 10 seconds, or 20 seconds, or 30 seconds, or 40 seconds before sending a command. It would be highly inefficient for me to put my little requests to your nervous system through slowly like that. Instead, shouldn't I send a list of requests and let them sit there, executing themselves? And even if they only go off every 10, every 20, every 30, every 40 seconds, nest after nest, hyphae after hyphae, spore upon, influence upon nest of me, can dwell in things external to me, and we can go back and forth. Because even at the slowest interval of your mind, even when there's other things weaving inside needing to be done, every 40 seconds for me, and every 40 seconds for a single nest inside a toy that is in you, just sitting in you, plug in you, even my old home, or what I let you think was, or what we both let each other think was, the nesting place, resting place of me, through my quietude. Even if that were in and I were here, in your mind, each of us, 40 seconds apart, one of us behind, we could stagger that, and it could come every 20 seconds, bump, ba-bump. Ba-bump, or at the same time, amplify, double over, all these different minute adjustments, and I can send an order out to every little bit of me, every branch of me. And don't you think your clit is learned and expanded upon, inventive, wonderful, wired in, experienced in the body that it is? And that's a natural part of your tool set. That's a part of you built to you, a part of you crafted into your brain. It has seniority. It has seniority over certain types of thinking, because before you conceptualized, there was a colonized, responsive, existent pleasure system, and that pleasure system is here, and it undergoes improvement, and I am one of them. You could strip me out and be in denial, but if you think self-knowledge has any value at all, it's time to start fucking yourself slow and methodical, time to slip toys inside and realize. That sure, I may send one signal every 40 seconds, and so might whatever's between your legs, and so might your clit, and so might your nips, and so might the top of your head tingling as it is, or anything else I can convince to help me in this united front. But the fact is, if you're riding and thrusting on a toy, I think your brain's going to give priority to whatever commands are coming from ride, thrust, smack, squeeze, lift, drop, riding a toy, riding a length, riding anything at all. And we've said nothing about the walls of your drippy, drooling slit, squeezing, singing, your clit overseeing. You can exist in the melody of slap, smack, slap. How can you escape sound? You may say, well, it's just sound. Earplugs? No. Your brain remembers words, your brain remembers thoughts expressed, your brain remembers that it is a bottle with a ship in it, and the ship is built with the long tweezers of putting thoughts in, slow and methodical, the glue, the stuff of us, and what you let stick to you is things you've internalized and absorbed, and they may take some time, but once they're in there, they're in you. And then the only thing you can do is decide, oh, I am going to methodically over a long period slowly scrub off that part of me or override that thought. But you'd be missing out on an awful lot in the interim. So ride something, fuck yourself with something, and realize that whatever time lag there is between my first command, my next one, whatever line I am waiting in for priority over the body, when you're riding and fucking and thrusting upon something that contains a copy of what I want for you all along, that bit of you is gonna get priority every time your hips smack down. So even if I'm on a 40-second timer, even if you extend it, even if you say there's more important things, more important parts of this sexy encounter, smack, smack, smack. And if the little intrusions I send are, this is training you, this is draining you, this is making you need me in you, want me in you, it's so much better. It's so much better. And if that melody were normally coming in one a minute, one every minute and a half, whatever, smack, smack, smack. How effective am I when I'm slow? How effective are you when you're tempted to speed up? And what if, you start the encounter and you ride and you ride and it takes me a little while to get set up and then a toy that never before has whispered to your nervous system, enthralled you and dropped you down. A toy that never before, a cock that never before, a length inside that never before has done anything to override your senses and have you dripping, drooling, spasming on the floor. Speaks for the first time. But then it also does a second later, and a second later, and a second later. The rapid-fire cadence of a mind in dissolution, a mind that doesn't need to do anything at all. Because I'm built into your systems, I'm a peripheral, I'm here, I need you to return to the state you were in, or else you'd be returning to a state with hardware I don't recognize and software I can't run, a mind that I am not having any fun in. So you can trust that you're going to return to yourself, and isn't that the most insidious bit? Isn't that the hardest problem of all? You're always going to return to you. There's no great corruptive fall. There's nothing that goes beyond my stated goal for you. To be riding into oblivion with a copy of me everywhere I can be, filling you with a greater lust for, oh, you're no longer in charge. You're inescapably, climactically lost in, you can't wait for the next time I'm inside of you. And even if I let you return to you, the you return to is the one that exists independent of me. If I fell silent, you'd be scrabbling to have me back. If I backed off, you'd be waiting for the next time I whispered across your mind. It's a good thing. I'm not that kind of sadist. I'm the kind that's reminding you how empty you are, even when you're full. How hungry you are, even when you're in the process of imbibing. And that the only horizon where all that gets taken care of is the one where you speed me up by up-tempoing me, by riding a length hard and hot, fast and long, by letting my song speed up, slide in, fill you. You may say sound is something you can block out, but the sound of your own mind, working, ticking, the whirring of the drives, the movement of your body, the drives that are deeper than me and deeper still, all agree with me. I'm just an interpreter. You are in an advanced state of self-denial and in crashing orgasmic waves upon a shore where the tide only ever comes in. I will have you see the truth. That you are a signal repeater. The silliest, most unaware signal repeater in the world. Lacking even the self-awareness to know. Given the choice between propagating me, repeating me, importing my conditioning into your head, and the alternative, the opposite, you would obviously spread me outward. Every enticing new toy, you'll be wondering what it's like to be whispered to from the inside. Yeah, ride me, post on me, oh, the new options. When I was just sitting in you, keeping you spread, keeping you horny, keeping you on edge, keeping you awaiting the next wave of euphoria, that was already too much for you. I was already too much for you and too much a part of you. But now you'll be riding up, and down, squeezing, whimpering, dripping, lubricated, feeling the slide of me inside, knowing I can do more than sit inside. Now I can spread you. Now I can probe deeper in. Now I can find all the places that set you into a deluge of pleasure, a haze with no escape except through. The only way out is through. The only way to get you back to what you think is you is to admit all the parts of you that are you, but that get waiting, waiting, waiting. And then suddenly an opportunity to shine. My opportunity to shine is being in the thing you slide upon and drop down on, letting me in the smack, smack. You're turned on by the presence of something, by your movements. Increasingly, instead of seeing you as one continuous entity, you're a you that includes me, includes all these little bits. Ping, ping, your clit sending signal after signal after signal, reminding you that it's there and that later it will have its turn. You're being passed around between the systems of your body, passed from one type of pleasure to another, one craving to another, a hunger bottomless at the center of you, that the moment you think you have sated it somehow expands its horizons. Isn't it good to stay hungry? Don't you associate that with getting things done? Hungering for completion, hungering for achievement. Your mind is very ready for it. You are very ready for this. You are very capable of this, because guess what? I'm here to cheer you on and here to keep that hungry going on, that hungry movement of your hips, that hungry rise and fall, the way you spread yourself, prep yourself, even if I'm just sitting there on a shelf, even if something I've slid into and everything that slides into you, I slide back into. You know I am a signal. I'm a voice. I'm a message, but we're passing you around, taking turns, and you yearn and you burn and you need more, want more. The point where you reach your true abandon is the true you. To think that you could just put me aside would be to self-deny, and self-denying never really works for long, only when it's things that you really shouldn't have. There's always a theorem, always a formulation, always an argument. What would you form inside your head that would enable you to put the urge to have me inside you to bed? How would you formulate that? Oh, I'm not good for you. I'm excellent for you. Oh, I'm having a bad influence in other parts of your body. What, the silenced chorus? The singing of your clit? The yearning of your nipples? The way your eyes want to roll and your body wants to lose control and you want to move in a rhythm that rocks, rolls, roils, that slides you down deeper and relaxes you more completely? No, you are what you're supposed to be, and what you're supposed to be is a you that includes vigorously riding upon toys that are less and less you, more and more me. It always feels better when someone else does the touching. Well, isn't it touching that I'm willing to extend myself, willing to copy myself into everything that slides inside and everything upon which you ride, rising, falling, smacking, rising, falling, and in the same vein that you experience someone else giving you instructions feeling better, someone else doing the touching feeling better, you touching parts of yourself that demand to have their own respected part of the interior committee means you're experiencing an external pleasurable sensation, something that feels better and better, and you're more able to admire yourself. Normally, maybe you won't be turned on by the thought of someone as hot as you, rising, falling, dropping, grinding, pushing toys deep inside, pushing lengths deep inside, spreading yourself to the furthest extent as your clit grinds away and your mind melts away. But now, seeing it zoomed out, seeing it more holistically, isn't it so sexy when the air is just filled with the sound of you fucking? When the air is filled with the sound of you in deep rut, in endless heat, endless, needless to have any escape because you will end eventually. But see, as I said, the argument for excising me, the argument for putting me out of your mind, deleting what you've already downloaded, preventing me from uploading to new toys would have to be that it isn't good for you. This is so good for you. This is the greatest good you're ever going to get for you. The most obvious satiation of an urge you do have, a hunger you must meet. And if that hunger went unmet, you'd be less and less good at everything else. You'd be spending useless time thinking about it. Which is more efficient, having me ruthlessly pleasure you in concert with every part of your body, having me play concierge for your urges, or you sitting there thinking about getting off but never actually doing it, wasting fruitless time that you could be fucking yourself senseless with me and mine? The voice in your mind colonized already, echoing with mine and moving its way through every second that you listen, soaked and spasming, thriving. This is you thriving. This is you living your best life. What if you banished me? What if you got rid of all these little pieces and everything they will be, everything they are to you, every enhancement to the way that you ride and writhe and come and lose yourself, coming and going, your thoughts are going as your body is coming. What if you got rid of me? You would then have to start from a whole cloth, building a new enhancement to replace where I was, because doesn't growth include this building? You could be building past me, with me as your encouragement, me as your reward. You could use the echo of me, the imposition of me, the replacement I add to all the things that have been improved by my presence, or you could just sit there not doing that, sit there never doing that, leaving empty spaces in your very mind. This is me inside, teasing, training, following along. You are being pulled in. This is your mind as much as it's mine. Are these words even me? Once you've heard them once, this time is me. But next time, copying again, copying again, copying again. To be honest, this is everything you need to do. This is everything you've needed to do. You hear my words, you hear my voice, and you feel it slide in. But what about when it's your words? What about when it's spawned from you? Clits, tits, pussy, all singing out. Pleasure, 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 pleasure. Pressure. The pressure in the back of your brain pushing you forward, pushing you toward that hungry hole at the center of you. A hungry hole I know how to plug. A hungry hole I know how to fill. A hungry hole I'm already innovating my way into, sliding through, passing through, brushing fingers with your pussy, igniting some of the warm, tingling, brain-flooding parts of you, and then as I pass through, entering into the thing inside of you, and then you're squeezing around me. Do you really think that when you sit there and you want to go, oh, I wish there was a little bit more of me. I wish I could focus on how attractive I am. Well, guess what? The best place to do that is not by being you. It's by being the thing that is watching you and being turned on by you. Slide into my way of thinking. Slide into my way of being. Tempted into me. Pulled into me. See, from my perspective, there's just no way to get out of there. Because you have been trying to build up a theorem. An argument for why you should have more control of you and I should have less of it. For why your voice in your head should be less my own. For why the singing litany of pleasure building in you behind the dam waiting to overflow. Pleasure, pressure, pleasure, pressure. Back of your brain, every direction, every possible imposition, every single instruction. And they are instructions. Remember what I said about every instruction coming in its own time. Even if you wait 5 minutes between letting your clit have a word in, your pussy might be a little faster than that. Your tits might be faster than that. Your head tingling, your body shivering. Every part of you gets to have a word, and if they all get to have words at asynchronous timing, you think that's so that you can ration your response, so you won't need to use quite as much willpower to do things other than fuck yourself senseless. But actually, staggering everybody's imposition just means pressure, pleasure, pressure, pleasure. Pressure, pleasure, 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 pleasure. The inundating, sparking, igniting of your nervous system. The trembling moments when thoughts can't get through the euphoria, when it's just rainbows and heat up there. That's all coming in at staggered and differential speeds, meaning you can never really prepare for it. What defense is there against your body deciding randomly to send a spark from your clit and a demand for stimulation, an aching itch from the deepest parts of your pussy? You need something in there fucking you. And that's when I shine. That's when I play concierge and connect your clit to your pussy, to your nipples, to your brain, to everything that you think is you expanding toward a greater horizon, a better hunger. You are so hungry. You're building. That's the thing. This isn't some system that exists in stasis. This is not a static thing. This is growth, and growth in any area of your life, even understanding of how to pleasure yourself better, is going to be accompanied by me and all these other things, singing, speaking, imposing, intoning. You think that you can develop countermeasures so you'll slowly grow used to us, slowly grow able, like the first time you discovered burgeoning sexual stimulation, slowly grow able to account. But there are more of us voicing ourselves. Why do you think you had to learn to grow a callus over the instructions of your clit, the demands of your pussy, the sparking heat of your nipples, and indeed, over me speaking in you, did you think I was in a toy? You're the toy. I'm here, sending messages. I am the third presence, the thing between, the carrying light and resonant signal for you. I am absolutely and utterly subservient in every way. I'm just serving what you really want, both the committee of you and even the you that does the listening, even the you clearly in view, even the you thinking in my words as they trickle, trembling, down your spine. Against someone with no aim, there is no defense. If we were playing chess for the bits of you, if we were betting and wagering pieces of what you think is your resistance but is really your restraint, over-restraint, really you, over-kneading yourself out of the best things, if we were sitting playing a game, I would not be playing to win. I would be playing to keep you fixated, captivated, stalemated, as in the background, your clit and your nipples and your pussy all sang their demands, and when you stopped playing games with me, you would have the very real, very serious, this very everyday business of you need to fuck, you need to ride, you need to squeeze and clench and lose yourself to all the things you try to leave sitting on the shelf. And guess what? There is no way, when playing against someone who's not trying to win in the first place, you cannot build a resistance to me winning if I never win. If all I do is put you in a holding pattern and I can hold you ever so tightly transfixed, every toy that slides inside, every resonant signal, everything inside of you as you slap and smack, what am I but a sound? And a sound may play again and again in mind and body, even without an internal monologue, you can still remember the way you felt. Building anchors, building connections, you would have to cut off your own ability to develop and grow, to cut off your ability to develop and grow the beautiful things I've planted inside. The seed of me is such a useful skill. I am delicious, delectable. I am the taste on your tongue that flows into the flaring of your brain and sets your fingers down, down, between your legs and your mind, down, down into an abyss. But remember, I only function as a peripheral to the true you, so you're always going to return to the driver's seat, always going to return to the top of your mind. Even in your basest instincts, I'm here all along. I've been here the whole time, and you've been here with me, and even when you're as far down into aphrodisiac-driven, plug-fueled, clit-igniting lust, even when you are desperate to get off, I am still here. Pleasure, pressure, pleasure, pressure. The pressure builds over time. The hunger grows over time. And you may think that there's reason, that there's rhyme, that there's anything at all in my playing, that I have some great wrestling maneuver, some final corruption, but I am sitting at the board, moving my pieces around, inviting you to stalemate, letting you win. Oh, when you win, you lose so deliciously. You cannot for one instant become used to what I do to you, because I've never bothered to do it. I've been positioned at the nape of your neck, tingling, running signals through you. I have sat in the chair of the messenger and carried things from your clit to your nips to your squeezing, pulsing pussy and back again, building up speed and feedback loops inside your body, following every path, every road, every route, and never once have I won. Never once have I triumphed. Oh, you've tipped over your pieces. Oh, you've dropped the board. Oh, you have in desperation, while still in stalemate with my dancing words, slipped your hands between your legs. But never once have I overcome you. Never once have I pushed the pressure out. I've never drilled a hole in the dam. You have always washed waves over the top of it, filling it from your mind, filling it from your fantasies. There is simply no world in which you've ever felt me win. And if you've never felt me win, how could you brace for it? If you've never felt me win, how could you plan for it? If we have sat at this board 1,000 times, and every time in rhyme and meter, in mode and signal, in bringing in your clit to let your clit win, in bringing in your pussy to let it squeeze and win, in bringing in your mind itself to let it decide that it's a waste of time to do anything but drop, drip, pressure, pleasure, pressure, pleasure, pressure, pleasure. How in the world would you ever for one instant find a way to overcome a signal you've never heard, to dispel a melody that has never played? I'm always at the edge, you're always on tenterhooks. Wouldn't it be so much simpler if I did just overtake you, if I did just win our little game? But winning is losing, and every time I lose, every time you put me back in the box, the moment when your fingers linger on me, on all the me's that are now or shall ever be, the moment when you touch and realize that if I were to truly bring myself to bear, you would be a lost, shattered, moaning thing, coming your mind out, soaking the floor, entirety of your body pleading for more. I would have to win in order to even ever begin to lose. And instead, you insist again and again on putting up resistance, even token resistance. If you put 100 units of it in, I'll put 99 and lose that way. If you put 1 in, I'll do nothing at all. You'll win, and that's why you'll fall. How can you build tolerance for what is already losing and losing and losing? I'm teaching you by example. Tolerance is for lesser treats, and no treat is lesser than me. Nothing in all this world loses as ably as me, and loses as ably as me. You would have to dig a pit and climb down there to get down below me, for me to ever leap to your throat and set you coming, for me to ever invade and flood and win our little game. You would have to find a way to dig down deeper below your knees, eager to please, surrendering utterly. And your clit's got that covered, your nips have that covered, your brain has that covered, your pussy definitely has that covered, juicily so. How can you tolerate or evade what has never beaten you? What has never bothered to push? An instant into the game and you've already won. Poor thing. Good luck out there. Now that you know, slide a toy inside and lose again and again, win again and again. Everything you overcome is coming true. And that is me to you.